Because woman has been influenced by a patriarchal culture, one of the things woman has been taught to do is to reject the depth and level of her own emotions in a number of circumstances. Because when the critical masculine looks at woman, its first criticism of her is that she feels. And what an interesting dilemma that is, because in feminine spiritual law, when the mother speaks, she speaks of how powerful your ability to feel makes you. Now, we understand how this can be a problem, but we want you to understand why it can be a problem. You have a deep feeling, or a number of deep feelings, and the first thing that you have been programmed to do is to judge yourself for having those feelings. The second thing is you have been taught that if you are powerful, you will get control of those feelings. We are talking blasphemy in terms of the feminine law, but it is the blasphemy with which you were raised. And then the third thing is to be ashamed that you feel. And that is an unholy triad in terms of the way woman was actually intended to move on this earth. Deep feelings are beautiful, even the sad ones, because they allow you to feel in how many ways you can be hurt and healed, angry and compassionate, weak and strong. All of those are contained in the emotions, depressed and elated. All of those things live in you, and at one time or another, you will feel all of those because you are built to feel them. And what you must add to your ability to feel is your ability to release. Now, to release is not a denial of the thing that you have felt. It is like an emotional cough. There is nothing wrong with a cough. Very often it will loosen whatever is going on in your throat, and it will allow you freedom. Your emotions are like that as well. Whatever you feel, if you remove the deadly triad and say, this is what I feel, and you, here is the crux, and you do not attach it to a belief, it is any more than you would a cough. Here is the cough. It releases something. Here is what you feel. It shows you your power, the depth of your perception, the depth of your ability to be compassionate, to love, to be hurt, to heal from that hurt. There is a whole world of information available to you through your emotions. Now, we are going to mention only possibly two of the things you do not want to wrap the emotion around. The first, of course, is there is something wrong with you that you feel. And the second, and this distresses your teachers, we cannot tell you how much it distresses your teachers, that anything that you are feeling is a punishment or an indicator that there is something wrong. Now, when your emotions wrap around one of those two things, then the very dangerous thing happens. The emotion becomes trapped in your body because the belief will not release it. And then what happens? You go to war. You go to war in your mind. You talk to someone to find out if you are a bad person for feeling what you feel. Or all of these things happen. Everything except release. Now, in feminine spiritual law, release, like emotions, is a power. It is a power. It is a decision. It is, I feel all of this. And now, since it is not going to wrap around a wrong thing I think about myself, I'm going to be able to let it flow through my body. And by the way, this is a situation where you can call your teachers. Because if you are having difficulty with this, a teacher will come to you and wrap those emotions around their hands like yarn. Pulling it out of your body, you always have the right to ask for that health. But this is how we need to be understanding our lives now. And so it is not do not feel. It is do not judge what is felt. But be in a place of love and able to move it through when you have gathered all the information that you need to gather from it. We will give you a physical example because the physical body and the emotional body, like the trees and the earth and the minerals, are all connected. But if someone stepped on your toe, and it would be very painful, it is a teaching. Oh, if something steps on my toe, it is going to hurt. But because you do not have a belief about that, your toe does not continue to hurt. You may choose the epithet of your choice after that pain happens, but then the pain goes away. And one of the reasons it goes away is you expect it to. You know what happened. You know you will not walk close to that person who stepped on your foot again. You have learned, but that is all there is to learn. And now, there is only the release. So, we are going to take a few moments. We know there has been much pain and turmoil in your world, but we want you to remember this in terms of how you move with it. Because if you have not, what we know, we know. What we cannot know, we cannot know. But to hold the pain in your body does not make you a better person. It simply is indicating to you that once you have learned what the pain has taught you, you now need to learn how to release. So we will take a few moments and speak together about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a warm golden rain falling. And let that golden rain wash away the world around you, its fear and its pain. Wash it away from you so that your field, the field that you carry, is clear and strong and able. Feel a golden sun above your head. bright, full of love and wisdom and power. Open the crown and feel that golden energy pouring into your body. Let the golden light open your crown and feel the love of the universe, the love in which you were created, flowing back into your body to heal you and restore you. Feel the flow of light into the third eye, and let the third eye become alive and awake. And feel the flow of light into your throat to clear away any judgment, any words that might move against you. Feel the golden light move all of that out of your body. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart. And feel your heart come alive, and the garden that is in your heart begin to grow. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body, into the solar plexus. And let that golden light move out of your body all of the emotions you no longer need to carry with you, making in your body a place for joy and power. Feel the flow of energy down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light move all of the old patterns, all of the shame-based patterns, all of the patterns for perfection, unreasonable demands. Move all of that out of the second center so that it becomes clear and able to clear whatever you need to release from your life, from your body, as it comes through. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light empower the root so that it becomes the force that is like you, that is like what you want to create, that is like the way you want to live. Feel the golden light flow through your body, healing you, warming you, releasing you. And move into your heart center to see the gift that has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Now feel the universal light pour into your body, the blue of peace. that calms and soothes and fills every part of you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.